Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I love reading this. Donald Trump won't change. No, he's not going to change. Here's the thing about somebody like Donald Trump. Donald Trump is one of those personalities that is big. It is boisterous. There are times that you need somebody like Donald Trump, but I will tell you this. It wears thin fast. You see it in sports. You see it in CEOs. You see it in a lot of things. You know, I mean, it's perfect music-wise. Perfect example. Perfect example. Sammy Hagar is all business. David Lee Roth is the art. But you got to take David Lee Roth with just a little bit of, you know, just a pinch will do. I think, is that fair to say, Phil, that, you know, one's business and the other one was great but crazy?
Absolutely.
And that's the thing right there. I mean, that's the whole thing. And no, he's not going to change. Because he doesn't know how to change. He has one speed. It's forward and fast. It's forward! But it wears thin. It wears thin fast. After a while, you're like, okay, I've had enough of this. He's not going to change. He's not. And when you've listened to people that work with him, they'll tell you the guy is brilliant. The guy is smart. The guy is incredible. The guy's a lot. He's a lot to handle. He is a lot to handle. And it's not because it's always he's abrasive or he's in your face. Sometimes it's just about the fact, too, that he is always forward, always fast, always moving. And for a lot of people, that's a bit much. I'm interested to see how this works with the politics and the world that we live in nowadays. I think it's going to be a lot different. It really is. I think they're going to be uncomfortable. I think they're going to, because again, they're dealing with something they've never had to deal with before. They've never seen anybody like this. They've never seen anybody who is like this cat. I mean, this guy is, you know, I mean, he is, again, he is an achiever. He's not just an achiever. He's an overachiever. If you say, if you know, he doesn't want you to give him 10. He wants you to give him 20. He wants whatever you think you can do. He wants you to give more. And he's going to ask a lot from these people, and he's going to hold them accountable. The one thing about Donald Trump that he's going to do here that I think is amazing is the accountability I think he's going to try to get these people to understand is he's going to hold them accountable for their jobs. If you say you can do X, Y, and Z, and all you really could actually do was X, and you didn't do Y, and you didn't do Z, and you could never have done those, and you lied about it the whole time, he's going to hold you accountable. Now, if you say you can do X, Y, and Z, and you do it X and Y, but Z was not possible, and there was a lot of mitigating circumstances, he gets that. But he is going to hold people accountable, and he's going to be transparent. And the reason he's going to be transparent is because he can't keep his mouth shut. Don't tell him a secret. You've almost got to. You want to get something out there? Tell Donald. Donald will tell the world. It's going to be bobbing and weaving. But he is going to. I'm telling you. It's going to be tough for a lot of these people. It is. Because he is fast, he is forward, and there is no going backwards. There's no slowing down. There's no days off. It is always going forward. But it is also much to deal with. It is also a lot to deal with. People will like, and it's one of those things where you look back on it and you say, some of the best stuff I've ever done is with a person like this, but I could only do it for so long, and it wore thin on me quick. You see it in sports all the time. You see it with coaches all the time. It's like, this is the person we need, and we bring him in, and Jim Harbaugh, who coaches Michigan, he's that guy. He's like a four-year guy. After 4 years, the boosters hate him, the players stop listening to him, he's annoyed the media, and he goes somewhere else because somewhere else needs just what he brings. And I think that's what we're going to get here. I think we're going to get 4 years of him charging forward, 4 years of him doing the kind of things that we need done. Winston Churchill, one of the greatest leaders of the last century, was exactly that. He was a lot to handle. At the time, he's what England and Great Britain and the world needed. But when times are good or when times were peaceful, they didn't need a guy like that. He was way too much to handle because he wore thin on people's nerves. And Donald's going to do that. He's going to wear thin on people's nerves. And that's fine as long as he gets the job done. And I think he figures, I got 4 years to do this. I have 4 years to do this and to get this ship moving in the right direction. I have 4 years to get this thing going. I think he's going to find out two things. He's going to find out that politics is annoying as hell and that these people don't get anything done. And I think he's going to find out that it's also complicated, which is going to frustrate him. And he's going to make people's lives a living hell. And I will say this. Do you see? And remember, when you're working with somebody like that at that kind of level, just in a normal situation, there is wear and tear that is tenfold compared to the average person. Josh Earnest, he's a tough listen, but he's a tough listen because it's grating on you after a while, right? You know, the White House spokesman, I feel bad. It's grating on you after a while. You sit there and you think, oh, God, you know, smug. And you look at after they leave office, how happy they feel, how alive they feel. They've recharged their batteries. So now you couple that with somebody who is nothing but a moving forward bullet train that is only going to be doing what he does, which is go, 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 nonstop. And in doing so, what are you going to find out? Well, I think you're going to find out that he wears thin. His message, not the message, but his message of that message is going to wear thin. You watch what happens when you take a look at things like how he deals with other Republicans. And I will tell you this, the likes of Steve Bannon and many of these other people that you see now that are very excited, I will tell you, I don't think they'll be there 4 years from now. You may get one or two that stick it out and get through it, but I think over time, they'll fall by the wayside because it wears thin. And they get kind of like, I don't blame them for that. I don't. I've never blamed them people for situations like that. All of us have that tipping point with people. And as a person who is going to be the president of the United States, as a person who's going to have the ear of the world, I think people will start to say, "Okay, we've had enough. We've had enough of this. It's time for us to move on." Don't blame him. Don't blame him at all. Having been in situations like this, I've seen it before, and all of us have had a boss or two that it wore thin. It was great. It was catching lightning in a bottle. It was a year. It was 16 months. It was 18 months. But when the message goes, it goes fast. It goes overnight. And he's going to put himself out there. I mean, he's going to continue to do what he does, which is tweet stuff. I mean, somebody's got to get a hold of him there. But he said, look, I'm not going to change. And to think that you can get him to change. And that's why we like him, because he is not that person. He is not that guy or that gal that is completely scripted. He is not the typical politician that follows every single politically correct, say it like this, act like this, walk like this, talk like this. That's why we like him and have embraced him. But like everything else, eventually it wears thin. And for some people, you can get through 6 years or 8 years with somebody and it's not over. And you're not. But for some people, it's amazing and it's lightning in a bottle and it's big and it's supercharged and you get 8 years of that, but you get it in 18 months. And then you're like, whew, time to move on. Time to move on. You know what the people in the White House are going to need? Super Beats, because they're going to need energy and stamina, and Super Beats gives it to you. They do. I'm serious. We should give everybody super beats in the White House that's getting ready to work with Trump. Because fast and forwards what he's going, you need to do that. Super beats will help you achieve those kind of results. Moving fast, moving forward, kids. That's what you need. Super beats does it. No crash. And by that, I mean you drink an energy drink, you drink a soda, you reach for your coffee in the morning. After a while, you need another oomph. Not with super beats. One teaspoon into some water, into some yogurt, into some smoothie, drink it down, snack on it, get it down quick. It tastes delicious, and you've got energy and stamina without the crash and without the calories. It helps with your heart health. It helps because, quite frankly, it's good for you. Beets are good. You know, they've got these amazing things, these antioxidants in them, and it's just the electrolytes. And on top of that, right, you get these dietary nitrates. They convert these things into nitric oxide, which gives you that boost you need. And I'm telling you, if you're looking for something, a gift for people this year, this is the perfect thing. Especially as people get ready to do what they do, which is, hey, what can we get somebody that's different? So-and-so wants to get healthy. This is going to help you. This, Super Beats, is going to help you. That I guarantee. Producer Phil, you were kind of lagging earlier, and you're like, I'm going to go get my Super Beats.
That's right. I didn't make coffee. I went and I got Super Beats. I'm starting to feel good. I feel the energy rolling through me, and it really does taste good. It's one of those things, even, you know, you smell it and it's like, God, this tastes good. It smells good. And it I don't get crash afterwards. It's a wonderful product.
It is. 30-day supply free with your first order. You're also going to get nitric oxide indicator strips free to use before and after drinking Super Beats. Make sure it's working in your body. You'll see it right there. You're also going to get a book free called Beat the Odds, and everything comes to you with free shipping. This is where Super Beats puts their money where their mouth is. It's guaranteed or your money back. If you don't feel it working, you get your money back. Go to chadbeats.com. That's chadbeats.com. Or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. This stuff works. It's guaranteed or your money back. Super Beats for you. Chadbeats.com is where you can go order it, or you can call 800-561-2677. We do it every day at this hour. We unravel it. It's called What's Next. I got What Next for Climate Change.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
People are texting me about wearing thin. Somebody said, like Obama, question mark. Who's still with him? A lot of people left. I mean, a lot of people are leave for greener pastures. You know what I mean? I mean, you find stuff and you leave, as we were talking about how, you know, Donald Trump's message may wear thin sooner than a lot of people think. But, you know, even with somebody like Obama, who people may love working with, that only goes so far. And eventually the message falls on deaf ears. Every day at this hour, we do a thing called What's Next? We talk about what's next for something. What's next today is for climate change. For the first time in 8 years, climate change doesn't have a friend in the White House. For the first time in 8 years, climate change has somebody who believes that fossil fuels are okay. Climate change is going to face some stiff competition that will probably fall on many deaf ears in the White House and the surrounding areas. What's next for climate change? Well, you know, here's the thing. Climate change has kind of done it to himself with the weird hockey stick and the lies that we've seen come out of many of these places where they've jimmy-rigged and or fudged the numbers to make certain things look certain ways. It's tough to believe. Just like with Hillary Clinton, you tell me it was this when really it was this. You changed it to look like that. Now you want me to believe you. They've done it to themselves. I think one thing, though, he has said on more than a few occasions is that we can find alternative ways to produce energy. And I think what's next for climate change is having somebody who is both a skeptic and somebody who is also excited about finding alternative ways to produce energy. And I know that sounds weird. What we have right now is we have people who are skeptics and don't really care about alternative ways, and people who only care about alternative ways and wants to get rid of fossil fuels forever, both of which, they're both wrong. Finding alternative ways is great. How wouldn't you like to be off fossil fuels? Wouldn't you love to never go to the gas station again? Wouldn't you love those kind of – absolutely, I think we all would. Wouldn't you like to find easier, cheaper, and healthier ways for the environment to heat your home, to light your home, to move your car, to do all the things we do? I think absolutely. Who wouldn't? Having a bit of the skepticism is great. I think we're all skeptical in some way or another. But it's finding a way to merge the two and to not lose sight of why you're skeptical and also to not lose sight of why we still need to move forward in things. So what's next for climate change is for the first time in a long time, they don't have a partner in the White House and a partner that is going to help them push through things like the many of these things that we see go through the UN when it comes to climate bills and things of that nature and accords. I think what we're going to find is somebody who's going to roll back regulations, somebody who's going to free up a lot of these companies, but somebody we also need to hold their feet to the fire. I think by and large, most companies wake up every day and they want to do right, but that doesn't mean there aren't people out there that want to skirt every regulation as possible. What's next for climate change, I think, is going to be 4 years of lots of fighting, lots of complaining, lots of screaming and yelling, and lots of regulations that are going to be slowly but surely weeded out. Climate change is going to have it tough for the next 4 years, but I think if they're smart, they realize they may have a partner in some ways, somebody who's always looking to innovate in the White House, who may be willing to go out there and throw money at innovation he thinks may actually work to help the American people. That's what's next for climate change. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Love it when you text the show as well. I've got a lot of people texting the show as we speak. 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Feel free to do it. We've got a guy that isn't the author, but a guy who participated in a book, and it's a very interesting book, and it's perfect for this time. They call it a terrific political thriller. It's called Hail to the Chief. We're going to talk to him next. David Wood's going to join us about what it's like to voice something like this and what the book's all about. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I love books. In fact, I no longer read books, really. I audio books are where I go to like Audibles, things like this. And every night I power through a book, and it's great. Interesting, to say the least, to actually do one. I've done a few books. They can be tedious at times. Joining us now is the person who actually runs one of our affiliates, WIBC, out there in Indy, but also is a narrator himself. David Wood joins us. How you doing, David?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I didn't know that you were an audiobook aficionado. That's cool.
I love audiobooks. And it's funny, too, because if you've never listened to audiobooks, some audiobooks, it's the person reads the audiobook verbatim. And then there are other audiobooks. I got an audiobook last week from a guy named Grant Cardone, who's like this motivational speaker guy. Halfway through, I don't even think anything is actually in the book he reads. He's just given a motivational speak. So it's hilarious. But you did this once, a new book called Hail to the Chief. You have two authors here that got together, John Leslie and Carrie Winfrey, to put this thing together. And it's billed as a political thriller. And it's very interesting, especially for our times and the way we've talked about stuff, because you have a soon-to-be president who has an aneurysm. And then what do we do in situation in times like these?
Right, because we know what happens if something happens to the president once that they're in office. I mean, it's certainly happened before in our history. Something that hasn't happened is a president-elect being either dying before they're able to take office, or in the case of this book, it's not. And even that, now the Constitution, if the president-elect dies and it's after the Electoral College, it's pretty clear that the vice president-elect would take office. What's a little murkier is what happens if the president-elect is, for some reason, physically incapable of taking the oath. Not, you know, in this case, you know, the president-elect didn't die, but she's incapacitated. And it's a little murkier in the 20th Amendment about what happens.
What's the, like when you do a book like this, and I, like I said, I've done them before, and I, it can be tedious. I try to tell people, you know, you're dealing with artists, you're dealing with people, it's their vision, this is what they want it to sound like, and, you know, what's this take, like, what's this take to get through for you?
You know, it was a really, I tried to get a feel up front from the authors about the overall feel for the book. And, you know, the cool thing for me was, is that it, the point of view of the book is told through the eyes of one particular character, through the eyes of the chief of staff. And while there are a lot of other characters that I have to do, all of the point of the view book, the point of view comes from that character. So it was really, it was kind of easy for me to picture myself in that place of what the heck would I do if I was in this position where, you know, I had to help somebody get ready to be president that didn't expect to be. And
yeah, and that's interesting. I mean, think about, you put yourself in a situation like that. Think about that. I just tend to always, you know, I try to get into what kind of character-y thing I would do in a situation like this. It's easy when you're doing a cartoon. You're like, oh, that's what it looks like. I can do a wacky voice for that. But when you're doing something that is larger scale and to try to have that same kind of thing, it can be, like I said, it can be tedious. But this looks like a book you're actually interested in actually, you know, because sometimes I'm sure you've done it before too, David. Let's be real. You read some of these books and you think, oh, my God, how'd they get published? Why am I not published? I'm not even trying. But this doesn't look like one of those.
No, yeah, you're right. Sometimes you end up reading things because you're getting paid to read things. But this one, it's funny. I've told multiple people that it's like when I read the audition for it, and I was like, this is really interesting. Ended up being lucky enough to be chosen to do the book. I got it, the manuscript, on a Saturday morning, and I sat down and I read until about midnight on Saturday night. I couldn't put it down. Because it was, if you, you know, for an information junkie and a political junkie, these guys had great insight, not into the partisan politics part of thing, but into the way the government and the Constitution works. And, you know, kind of some of the slimy people that, you know, have their own self-interests ahead of the interests of the country, and, you know, made for some interesting characters. But yeah, I mean, I couldn't put it down. I've said that if I didn't get paid to read the book, I would have read this book anyway and recommended it.
Talking to David Wood, who is one of our affiliates. He runs one of our affiliates out there, but he also happens to be an Audible, I guess you'd say an Audible actor, if you will. Oh, I like
Books. Yeah, I guess you could say it. Yeah, voice actor. Yeah, I mean, you know, the term is narrator, you know, among other audiobook people. But it really is. I mean, it's a form of voice acting.
Yeah, do you put, like, oomph onto stuff in certain areas, or do you just narrate it throughout as kind of, you know, because, you know, some audiobooks are a little bit different. They'll put a little music in certain areas. They'll put a little, you know, do you put a little something into it extra in certain areas, or is it just kind of a straightforward read?
No, it's a real straightforward production. I mean, it's like I definitely do some characterizations on the voices and, you know, change pace and stuff like that. It's, you know, I think, you know, I've always read to my kids, you know, at night, and they would always complain if I was, you know, doing a book and it's like, Dad, you're not doing the voices, you know. So I almost take that approach of, you know what, I'm going to read this like I'm, you know, not reading to a child, but with that mindset of like I'm telling a good story. And, you know, I think that when, if you tell a story, you know, about something that a friend or a neighbor or a listener did or said, you know, you might adjust your voice and, you know, be a little more dramatic or a little funnier and stuff like that. And that's kind of the approach that I take to it when I narrate a book.
Hail to the Chief is the book. It's by John Leslie and Kerry Winfrey. Did they have a lot of input into what you were doing, or was this, you know, one of those things where you did it, the publisher brought it to them, or were they a little bit more hands-on in you know, the directing of this?
They were actually so much fun to work with because they listened as I went along, and really, other than giving me a couple of pronunciation things, a street I missed because, it's set in Washington and it's all real and stuff like that. But other than that, I mean, they really let me go. And one of the authors had said to me once that I didn't think of this particular passage the way that you did it, but it's like when you did it, it made complete sense to me. So, and he was the one that wrote the words. So you do get some artistic freedom if you've got a good collaboration with the authors.
It's hailed as a terrific political thriller. It is called Hail to the Chief by John Leslie and Carrie Winfrey, read by David Wood, who's with us now. If people want to pick up the book, where do they go do that?
All the major places that you can get audiobooks. So it's audible.com, amazon.com, which, some people may not realize is actually owned by amazon.com. And also it's available on iTunes.
Well, it sounds
good. All you have to do is plug in Hail to the Chief on the search and it'll come up.
Check it out. It sounds good. It sounds like a thriller. And at this time of year with what we've got going on, it really kind of hits home. We appreciate you coming on today, David.
Okay, thanks, Chad. Have a good one.
You too, man. Talk to you later. Interesting. You know what? I have done a few of these things. I have done, and I will say, you get excited because you get a book, and you're like, oh, wow. And you're going to get X amount of dollars for it. And you're like, oh, that's great. And then you get into it, and you're like, this is a nightmare. This is a nightmare to do. And it is you don't realize, but think about this for a second. You go home tonight, you pick up a book, and you start to read a page. And then all of a sudden you think, okay, I've got 294 pages, or I got 187 pages, I got 350 pages, and they've got to be perfect. And they've got to be, you start to realize it is tough. It is tough to do. Oh, I mean, it's crazy, but it's very interesting. It is very interesting. It's called Hail to the Chief. And you should check it out, especially if you like political books. It's got some thriller in there. It's got somebody I think is going to be around for a while as far as the character. And based on, where we are right now and with the insanity of the world and the fact that Donald Trump is hated by a lot of people, you don't ever want to speculate. But, not throughout the realm of possibility. Something crazy could happen. That's all I'm saying. All right? Not trying to throw anything out there. Just like I said, the Bucks aren't going to crash. A lot of people say, oh, you think the Bucks are going to crash? Milwaukee Bucks? I don't think the Milwaukee Bucks are going to crash. I'm just putting it out there. That's all. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. Always text the show. Love when you do, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Update on the Ohio terrorist driver guy, I think is the best way to describe it. Machete guy, whatever he is. He's dead now. And then with a little say what, Chad Benson Show.
Your mama. That's right, I said your mama.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
Your mama. Say what, mama. Say what, say what. That's right, I said your mama.
Say what? Japan, Dateline, now, why, God only knows. So, you leave it to the Japanese. I mean, they're always trying to do something that's innovative and odd and usually ends up being more odd than innovative. But now they're trying to get your pizzas delivered to you via reindeer.
Ho, 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 that's a dumb idea.
That's right. Domino's Japan recently announced they're training the animals under the guidance of the Research Center for Hokkaido to help deliver pizzas during the cold and snowy winter months ahead. They call it the Domino's Pizza Snowfall Delivery Countermeasure Room, which is where they're working. They're there to promote and help these reindeers learn how to deliver these. And apparently, they come via sled. But they're not quite sure because they've tried this on a few occasions and the animals get away and sometimes the pizzas fall off and it's just, You just never. It is. This is their version of the turkey drop from WKRP that we listened to last week. Like what happened to your pizzas? Oh, let me tell you. Let me tell you. Stan, because they won't call him Rudolph, right? That's just too easy. Stan got pissed. Took off running. Tore through a store. Pizza everywhere. Ruined a bunch of crap. So you're 10 to, and, you know, there's no guarantee, right? Like, none of that stuff. What happened to Sally? She got shot. Somebody thought it was a 10-point buck.
Oh, Sally-san.
Chad, that's wrong. Say what? Oldest living person. Credits her longevity to raw eggs. Ending her abusive marriage long before the divorce was even legal, which is good. And not that that's funny, but it's still, you know, that's what she credits her longevity to. Here's the thing about this lady. This lady is doing something that will never be done again on this earth. She is the last remaining human being to be born in the 1800s. So think about that for a second. Now, I expect there to be three-century people moving forward. People who have been born in the, you know, last century that are going to, I think, live comfortably into the 120s, 130s, whatever. So they'll see that, you know, the 1900s, the 2000s, the 21s. This lady, though, is the final one from 1899. And think about this for just a second, though. Soak this up. She was born in Italy on November 29th. 1899. She is 117 years young. She doesn't look a day over 118. Wait, Chad, exactly. No, she actually looks good. You wouldn't know she's 117. But think about this for 1 second. All of the things that this woman has seen in her life, she's experienced no cars. She's experienced the Great War, the war to end all wars. She's experienced no television, no radio, then TV, then no flight, then flight. Yes, and 8-track tapes. And she's experienced the dream of ever going anywhere to the point where we put a man on the moon. All of the, like, to sit down and to pick this lady's brain and to talk to her about all of the things that she has seen over a lifetime, that's got to be. I used to do that with my great-grandmother, and it was, you know, and this was the 90s. She died in 96, and we'd sit there and talk, and to think about this, and to think about all the things that somebody like this lady's seen, it's crazy. She said her true love, she only had one true love. She was married, but in 1938, decades before divorce was legal, she separated from her abusive husband. She said she's only had one true love, and he died in WW1. She did not intend to marry anyone else, she told the Italian media La Stampa. But eventually she married her future husband, forced to do so. He said, if you're lucky, you'll marry me or I'll kill you. Wow. That's a solid individual right there. Hopefully he went a lot sooner than she did. Just incredible to think that. Just incredible. That to me is, it's, and she's still spry and she has a cookie under her pillow every night. I have a cookie in my tummy every night. So imagine how long I'm going to live. That is amazing. Yeah. Being mean now to the old lady. Say what? Insanity? Yes. A woman on a runway in Houston decided she'd had enough of where she thought she was going. So she opened up the emergency exit and jumped out of the airplane. Oh, my God. The United Airlines flight had just landed in Houston from New Orleans. It was headed towards its gate at George Bush Intercontinental Airport when the incident happened. She said, you know what? I don't want to see this anymore. I'm done. I'm out.
I got
a woman
connection.
Who was not. What?
I got a connection to make.
Got a connection. You guys don't mind if I run on over there? The woman who was not identified was treated for non-life-threatening stupidity. She was not charged, but I I'm thinking she's going to be charged. I'm thinking at some point in time she's going to get a "you can't do that" ticket in the mail. But by the way, where our new our offices are, we're right next to the Palm Springs Airport, and right next to us is the Department of Homeland Security. And every day they're doing something out there. Today was fire drills, but man, they're doing something out there all the time, man. There's cop cars and there's unmarked cars, and guys are going in and out of pretend houses and airplanes. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. She didn't have to do that. She decided, I'm going to take a run at it. That's a hell of a drop, too, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
What is that, like 20 feet?
At least, depending on the airplane.
20, 25 feet? I mean, you know, she broke some stuff, too.
Yeah, I don't think she walked away from it.
Rub a little dirt on it. You'll be fine.
Robitussin.
Walk it off. Say, woo. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the show. Love when you do. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. You can do that. We love it when you do, kids. We do. Oh, baby, we do. I got a lot of text messages coming in. Don't you worry, kids. We're going to get to everything today. I promise you that. Or your money back. Guaranteed.
The Chad Benson Show.